In Act 4, Scene 1 of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Hippolyta says to Theseus, I never heard so musical a discord, such sweet thunder. These and other lines from Shakespeare, which Duke Ellington heard during his appearances at the Stratford, Ontario Shakespeare Festival last summer, inspired him to compose a new suite based on Shakespearean characters, which he has called Such Sweet Thunder. Ravinia Park, in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, is the site of America's oldest continuous music festival. Each year, Ravinia's programs feature the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with world-renowned guest artists, also ballet, chamber music, drama, art. And tonight, from Ravinia Park, CBS Radio brings you the first broadcast performance of Such Sweet Thunder, a salute to this year's opening of the Stratford Theater in Stratford, Ontario. Duke Ellington will lead his own orchestra in this presentation and will introduce the various movements of his suite. And now, here he is, Duke Ellington and Such Sweet Thunder.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We continue now with a sonnet. Quentin Jackson is a soloist, and I think the title is more or less self-explanatory. It's a sonnet for Sister Kate. Quentin Jackson. Thank you. And now, if you notice, we go in for a little bit of choreography. We have various couplets like Russell Procope, Paul Gonsalves, Johnny Hodges' move is over with John Sanders, Paul Gonsalves and Procope, Ray Nance's violin with Jimmy Hamilton. And then you see Harry Carney and Clark Terry come into the front. Now, these are the couplets who were controlled by the man who said, up and down, I will lead them up and down. Puck just has a lot of fun with these people.
Thank you. That was Clark Terry who said the famous words.
Thank you. And now Johnny Hodges is the soloist in telling a very, very sad story about two very beautiful people. This is called The Star-Crossed Lovers. Johnny Hodges. Thank you very much for Johnny Hodges. That was The Star-Crossed Lovers. And now our next scene is taken from Hamlet. This is supposed to be parallel to the behavior of Hamlet during the time he was deceiving his stepfather. Actually, he was making believe that he was crazy. And of course, crazy didn't mean the same thing in those days as it does now. And this is titled Madness and Great Ones.
Madness
Cat Anderson, hi. Thank you. Our next portrait is supposed to represent the Antony and Cleopatra. And of course, the mood is more or less accepted as specific. The title is Half the Fun. Thank you. Billy Strayhorn. Billy Strayhorn.
Thank you very much for Billy Strayhorn. And now, this next movement is supposed to encompass, or rather, in some way, be a silhouette of the fact that Shakespeare's four major ingredients were tragedy, comedy, history, and the sonnets. And we take the four and present Paul Gonsalves in a circle of fourths.
Paul Gonsalves, circle of fourths. Thank you very much.
And now I should like very much to speak to our good friends up at Stratford, Ontario, and wish them the very joyous Dominion Day greetings, a very brilliant opening, and a happy season full of sterling performances. And hope to see them soon. Bona fortuna. And now, we have one more number to do before intermission, and it will be Jam with Sam. Willie Cook.
Shakespeare Suite, Such Sweet Thunder by Duke Ellington, who presented it with his own orchestra from the world-famous home of Chicago's music festival, Ravinia Park. Duke Ellington will be here Wednesday night with an entirely new program. Such Sweet Thunder has also been recorded by the Duke on a Columbia long-playing record. which will be available shortly. This program has been brought to you through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Your producer was Jack Rebney, Bob Grant speaking. America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.